to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Yeah, the Phil Bredesen for Senate theme song, wanting to be the third senator from New York. But she's not going anywhere. She's not heading out of town. The pride of Hunters Lane High School, Harriet Wallace, news reporter at WZTV, Channel 17 here in Nashville, one of my favorites over. I mean, you guys got some great folks over there. Scott Couch, Dennis Ferrier, the list goes on. And Harriet also a host of a great public affairs show with Scott Couch on the weekends. And Harriet's on our Newsmakers line with us today. Harriet, good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you all on a very big day, right? Early voting starting today. I'm excited.
You know, I'm an early voting guy. I like to go get it out of the way. We were talking earlier, Harriet, if we could just have one of those implanted chips where if you voted early, your TV wouldn't continue to air the political ads, the mail wouldn't hit your mailbox, you would be a political ad-free zone if you voted early. Everybody would vote early under those circumstances.
Wouldn't that be nice, a day time without all the ads and the mailers? Oh, my goodness. That's all I get in the mailbox now, so that would be nice.
Now, Harriet, you went out and interviewed Mark Brown. He's the spokesman for the Tennessee Democratic Party after this Project Veritas video came out where you had various Bredesen staffers saying, oh, yeah, he hates President Trump. Of course, now he's saying he wants to meet with President Trump. He's going to be a lockstep vote for the Democrats, yada, yada, yada. And the Bredesen team and the Tennessee Democratic Party claimed, oh, well those are just volunteers and interns. Well, you followed up and found out that, no, they're actually being paid. They were paid staffers, and you went and confronted Mark Brown, the Democratic Party spokesman here in Tennessee, and he had to backtrack. Tell us how this came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's how it all started. You know, obviously, this is a huge election, the midterms. It's a very big deal, especially with the race that we have here in Tennessee. And so at Fox 17, you know, we're really looking into everything that voters need to know, and this video came up, and you know, the Kavanaugh decision, that whole issue really kind of shifted things for our elections. And so we're watching this video and we're like, wow, are these actual campaign staffers? Because if they are, then they're giving us, we're finding out some inside information that could further shift this race. And so also we want to know, is this the made up video in a cafe or is this actually, you know, in the campaign headquarters? So, you know, I was given that assignment and went out to find that information. And so, of course, I reached out first to the Bredesen campaign, and I was told, absolutely not. Not only do we not have a statement, we're not addressing that because those are not our folks. They're not on our official campaign team. And I was sent over to the Democratic Party and told to speak with Mark Brown, which is what I did. One of my managers also was in contact with Mark Brown, so we had some communication happening at the same time. And so when I spoke with Mark Brown, you know, very upset that you know, supposedly someone had been planted there. And as he characterized it, you know, this plant took advantage of some young, as he called them, young impressionable interns and volunteers, betrayed their trust, was this fake volunteer posed as a journalist asking questions and really betrayed them. And also in communication with one of our managers, Brown sent an email. He did say, in all fairness, he did say in the body of the email, they're not Bredesen employees, they're employees of the Democratic Party.
So but he was then, inconsistent even at that point when he was saying they were volunteers and interns and then was also saying, oh, no, they're not paid by them, they're paid by us. Well, if they're paid, then they're not volunteers.
Well, right. And then in a statement below that, referred to them in a direct quote, he put in quotes that they're interns. And so as a journalist, as a media outlet, we've got to figure out exactly, you know, what's black and white, what is the truth, and really kind of figure that out. And so, you know, when I was talking with him, again, he referred to them as volunteers and interns. And so that's what I reported. And then we continued to do some digging because, you know, we've got a deadline, but we continued to do some digging and found that they are not Bredesen campaign staffers. They are officially Democratic Party staffers and paid by them. They it looks like they've been paid at least back since June. And so we had to do right, and we had to go back to Mark Brown and ask him to address that and explain that. And he's, you know, according to him, he said, I didn't intend to mislead you. There are some people in that video that are volunteers and interns.
Not the ones who were talking.
Well, right, and that's what I asked Mark. And, you know, I said, Mark, well, let me be more specific this time. I'm referring to those who are actually speaking in this video making those comments, because, I mean, let's be clear, if these are actual staffers who are revealing information about strategy, this would have given us a window inside of the Bredesen campaign. But as Mark Brown said, they are just folks who go out in the field. Yes, they're paid, but they organize our folks going out in the field. They are not at the table where decisions are made and strategy crafted.
Yeah, Mark. Hey, Mark. Campaign. Quit digging. When you're in the hole, quit digging. By the way, Tennessee Star Harriet has discovered that not only are they paid staffers of the Tennessee Democratic Party, but that Chuck Schumer's Democrat senatorial committee provided $1 million to the state party when they only had about $48,000 in their budget. They provided $1 million to hire these 61 paid staffers. So it isn't just Tennessee Democratic Party money. It's Chuck Schumer money that Phil Bredesen is claiming, I don't have any relationship. I don't know anything about Chuck Schumer. I don't support Chuck Schumer. So, again, there's more to the story as you continue to pull the threads. You know, one of the things that struck me, Harriet, in what these paid staffers said, though, was the and again, it hasn't gotten much attention, I think, in the media, that one of them said, Phil Bredesen is only going to run this one term. He's not going to have to answer to voters. He'll never have to run for reelection again. He's basically a one and done. Has the Bredesen campaign commented on that piece, and is that accurate?
No, and I did ask at least twice for them to respond to comments that were made in that video. And the Bredesen campaign just really saying that they're not going to go on record to address that. And they also said, you know, like Mark Brown said in his interview, you know, look, they're allowed to have their opinion. They can say whatever they want, but at the end of the day, they're still on staff and they're still, you know, pushing for their candidate who is Phil Bredesen. And so there has not been an official address to those comments. And I mentioned that, you know, in my news story, because whether they're employees or volunteers or not, they're inside the party and they have some opinions about their candidate. But no, they've not addressed that. And for those who watch our show, Nashville in Focus, on Sunday mornings, got to put a plug in there, another one, Sunday mornings.
I have been on that show. It's a great show.
You haven't. You got to come back. Are you going to come back, Steve? Please.
Anytime you ask me, Harriet.
I love that. Thank you so much. We'll definitely have you back. But, you know, we kick things like this around every Sunday morning. And some of the Democrats who've been at the table have said the same thing. And, you know, some folks who've been at the table on the Republican end have, you know, said some things about, you know, Marsha Blackburn and Bill Lee. And, you know, at the end of the day, folks have their opinions. But what people want to know is that strategy talk or water cooler chat? And, you know, you just have to kind of make that decision for yourself. But according to Mark Brown, they don't know anything on the inside. And that's what the Bredesen campaign is saying as well. And we, you know, were able to dig that out for everybody.
So, Harriet Wallace, this is Michael Patrick Leahy with this important question, a journalistic question. When Mark Brown sits across the table from you and says, I didn't intend to mislead anybody when I said something that wasn't true, how do you keep a straight face?
You know, and first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you on the radio. You know, honestly, as a journalist, there are so many things that we're confronted with. I mean, just yesterday, I'm doing a story about, you know, a murder-suicide. And, you know, at the core, my job is to advocate for the people, not a particular candidate or anyone. And so you have to really remove your emotions from it. And so I sit there and give him a fair chance to speak. And that's what, we're all required to do that. And so, excuse me. So I didn't, it's political time. It's campaign time and things are going to be said. Comments are going to be made. And I just have to sit there, receive it, and, you know, report on it and let the people decide. That's all I can do. Right.
Now it looked like y'all met in a diner. Did he at least pick up the tab?
No, he didn't. He owes me a coffee on this, and I've got to reach out to him.
Well, he's apparently telling some people, Harriet, that you set him up, that he thought he was just meeting to talk with you, and you showed up with a cameraman, that you somehow trapped him. Is that's what he's telling people?
No, I've not heard that, and if he feels trapped, I do apologize for that. I never, ever, ever do trap journalism, gotcha journalism. That is not my style at all, and I was very clear up front. Saying to him that I found this information out and wanted to give him a chance to address it. You know, and I told him I've got the information with me. And then when we met, you know, he saw the cameraman we were setting up and at any point had a chance to, you know, say, no, I don't
want
to.
Yeah, it wasn't like
it
was a secret tiny camera, like hidden in a purse or anything. I mean, those things are, the, you know, the size of a, you know, a large toaster. You know, they're about the size of a microwave. One other last question, Harriet. President Trump yesterday was, I guess, challenged by Phil Bredesen that the next time President Trump comes to town, Phil Bredesen supposedly wants to meet with him. Do you think there's any serious desire by Phil Bredesen to actually work with President Trump?
You know, honestly, I think whether they're serious or not, whoever's in that seat has no choice but to work with the sitting president. You know, and for those who, I know you kind of mentioned it, I graduated from Hunter's Lane, and then, you know, left to go on, to college. But, you know, I'm from Tennessee. I remember when Bredesen served in office, you know, and he seemed pretty sincere about some things. But regardless if he wants to meet with him when he comes to town or later if he is, you know, elected for that position, whoever's in that seat will have to work with the president no matter what their party is. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see and maybe talk about it again after he comes back to town, right?
My advice to former Governor Bredesen, if President Trump does come to town for another rally, get there early because the lines are long. You're probably not going to get the VIP seating, Phil. Harriet Wallace, great to visit with you. We'll catch up with you again soon. We'll watch you on Sunday mornings and we'll watch you on ZTV. Tell the rest of the crew at ZTV to stay out of trouble, especially Couch. Couch. You got to put a tight rein on Couch.
Yeah, he's a trouble star. We actually have a babysitter for him. I got to check in on that. You know, he'll start some trouble.
Tell the gang I said hi, Harriet. We'll talk with you again soon. We'll be back in a moment with more of the Tennessee Star Report. Talk Radio 98.3 1510 WLAC.